He'll get his. He'll get his. Does anyone want to add anything before we leave? I should say that I believe that the program you want to see is going to come on at 6. And time flies when we're having all this fun. Are we at peace? We will not be able to have a meeting next Sunday unless Ananda, Soltek, someone else wants to do it. I'm going to have Dharma away. But when we come back, we're going to be so much better at awakening all of those things that we're all hiding. And that'll be fun.
Commander?
Yes.
There was a subscriber that called about 3 weeks ago, and he wanted, I'm not sure whether I... there was a subscriber that called earlier, about 2 weeks ago, wanted to know what the name of the ship was that appeared on January 3rd, 96. I don't know why he wanted to know, but he wanted to put a label on the picture that he was going to receive, the enlargement. So I told him that I would pass on the question.
I'm going to decline to answer. Just please, all of you, let us accept the things that are until we get a little farther down the line. You will feel. You will know. And if you don't, it doesn't matter. And we have some ones who have experienced so greatly that we'll continue to be in contact trying to find out what was what, said Vandenberg. You see, we have some, one in particular, who was at Vandenberg at the same time as things were happening in 1987. And I have made a special point of mentioning these things, and this only incites to more. We cannot give more. Our people are completely exhausted. Ones out in the reading audience are now going to have to look for more of their own information. That means they're going to have to search back through the writings. It's not that we have left it out, and we're not intentionally denying anyone personal input. But it gets harder and harder for ones to come in, and I've been a subscriber now for 2 months, and I've read 3 journals, and I want the history of the universe. It's no longer even remotely feasible. You'll have to listen to your guides. It's all known. And if you can't hear your guides yet, then study. But for goodness sakes, don't go lay down in a prone position and say, come feed me all this information. Or all the Pleiadians, all the Cassiopeians, all of the Ouija board people will show up and you won't know from anything. Don't leave yourselves vulnerable to that. You're going to have to deal with what is available on this place in its physical form. It isn't the history of God you're going to recreate. It is your past errors you're going to recreate in this environment. Please understand that. If you know everything you can know and then ask God for input as to how to handle these things, you will be given the way. But if you already know everything and all you want to do is quarrel with me, I'm no longer in the quarreling business. I'm in the winning business. And I'm going to start knocking over those bowling pegs one after another. And when I start for strikes, I get them. And I expect you to be ready when we get it. And I think that we are. And we may have fewer here, but we can hire more. I especially want to thank some people, like the Millers, who have been so helpful and so faithful. And I would like them, if you would please, Rick, inform them right up to the minute with what we're doing, where we are, and the possibilities. And then whatever documents they would like to see they may have. We are not offering them to anybody else. I apologize to anyone else. They have kept you, us, alive. And they have been bombarded heavily by George's brigade. And we appreciate them standing with us. We are going to do it. And in your, even your realm of thinking is going to be massive. Just don't be shocked. Because we will never tell you exactly who or why or how. Because my agreement is I will protect those people for that generosity, if you can call it that, for letting you have what is rightfully yours. On the other hand, they will also be paid handsomely. If they choose not to do this, we have to go another way. But each attempt takes us further. And now we have the recipients where we can intercontinentally at least do business. And you see, you think, well, maybe that came yesterday. No. Because of happenings at the time, that conduit was set up, without any of you even realizing it, 2-3 years ago. God is not sleeping. Never. God is not sleeping. And we have to walk the way of man to do these things. And then when we see that this is a possibility, then we must attend our business. And that's time consuming. And that's why we want to get rid of some of these court cases. And they would say, well, give us the gold and we'll go away. No, they won't. The enemy, that kind of enemy, wants to destroy. And our only possibility is to create. So we're going to have to create. And we have to create better than they can destroy. And if they wish to destroy themselves in that interim period of time, that's their business. And if you expect me to try and want to go and save them, forget it. Because if you want to go and save them, I can wish you well, but I'll tell you they'll destroy you too. That's the name of the game. And they will tell on everybody. There is not one thing, not one person who served them that they've not identified. That they have not identified every even tiny thing you might have done. They have told the tax people. It's called blackmail, so that they can come and say, ah, but you called. There is no honor amongst them. They have told everything on every one. And yet we're going to hang right in here and understand that errors are made. I want all of you to hear me well. Errors are made. It's like these documents. Well, why would I have thought that document was any different than any other one that comes through? Well, we all learn our lessons. It was. And maybe you wouldn't know. That is the lesson. That is the lesson. And errors are perfectly acceptable. Deliberate, I'm going to help them get you. I don't really have anything involved in it, but I'm going to help them get you because I know that these people were hateful to somebody sometime, somewhere. Well, they're going to get more hateful because I'm going to insist on it. I cannot have everything we touch fall apart because Dorma doesn't have the backbone to confront somebody who has just stabbed her. She wants to go hide. EJ gets furious with her. How can you not go down there today? If you're not going to have a meeting, do it on Friday. So everybody knows. And then she has to feel bad because she comes in and here's a wonderful picture of a bird and there are flowers and there are other things. There's love in this room. And she's renewed. But there's always that little nagging. Somebody hates me. How can hate live in God's light. It can't. It can't. And it will move on. We're not going to form a cult to satisfy them. But pretty soon we're going to have a unity in here in spite of them. And yes, ma'am, you can have a sewing club and you can have a Wednesday night prayer meeting and you can become people, citizens. What is this run hide your head because you speak truth? How can you let the liars and the cheats and the thieves destroy the beauty of the light in this place? Well, I'm not going to. And Dorma says, yeah, if it kills me. Well, she took the job. And all of you are going to have patience with one another. We've been through that route before, too. You've got to be kind to one another. And this is exactly what they want to have happen. Divide and conquer. George Green tells it all the time. Shove them apart. Because they already don't have a group, but we'll call them a cult, and that'll make them mad, and this one will back off, and that one will back off, and then they will see, oh, I mean, here's a good one. Eckers and all their toys. They have a new house and a new car. The newest thing that they had at all doesn't even belong to them, and it was 13 years old or something when they got it. That's the blue car that George talked about, the one sitting out there. It wasn't 13 years old, it was old. And I think all of you who fill in every now and then with a set of wheels will understand all of the rest of them are really not too great. So let us not destroy our relationship one with another because of these things. We have to have patience and love for one another above all things. Forgiveness and never forget. Never forget. And on that note, unless someone has something urgent, let us close. Salud.